Welcome to the 5-Minute Artcast number 27. Coming to you almost live from Yorkshire. The 5-Minute Artcast is a daily 5-Minute podcast looking at the work of artists and photographers from around Yorkshire and the Dales. And through the use of audio clips and online imaging, hopefully give them a greater exposure and you a better understanding of their work. Today we continue with the work of Lisa Hines. Although she has a North American accent, she is a local resident. Today we're looking at her picture, Strawberry Dress.
This is, what can I say? I love it. Actually, I don't want to sell this one.
Okay.
I don't know what to say about the lady. She's not moving as much as the other ones. You do have the texture and the wrinkles in the dress. The dress is more transparent. The tears are purposeful. You know, I love tears in dresses. It shows the fabric.
Yeah, again, I mean, it is a dress. It is a fabric that's been laid on afterwards, isn't it? And It does have the texture. It does have the wrinkles. And it does hang as a dress would hang.
Yeah. Now, it's not blowing as much as the other dress. Some of the dresses are clearly blowing like wild. Mm. This one is... It's... Obviously, it has the movement. But I love the shape of her arms. It's, I say again, because of my ballet, I can't help but do the ballet, but it's not making fun of it at all, because I love ballet, but it's also using it. It's like creating my own style from the ballet that I have, because it's clumsy ballet, because it's proper ballet. She's got her center of balance, but by no means is perfection anywhere in the formula. I don't care anymore about perfection with ballet because I know what perfect is with, you know, so-called perfect is with ballet, and I don't... So, yeah, she's got the rounded arms, but it's purposefully, like, doing the stuff that I was actually told not to do in ballet, which is, like, keep your fingers like this. I love putting my... You know, she's not supposed to have her ballet. You know, you keep your thumbs tucked in. I've purposefully kept the thumbs out because I know that the teacher would just say, no, put your thumbs in, tuck your thumbs in. You know, Isadora Duncan was a famous dancer. In those days, it didn't matter how... They didn't have the athleticness that they do now in ballet, but she was still a great artist. And her movements were in a way... They weren't clumsy, but they were a little more clumsy. The legs were lower. They weren't turned out. They were turned in. The feet weren't pointed down to the toes. They were a little left... Certainly, I mean, Isadora Duncan was her own person. I wouldn't even think about relating this to that, but in that sense, it does remind me a bit of... She's turned in, purposefully turned in. The tears, I think the tears in the fabric just show a bit of the quality of fabric. And I do actually go out of my way to tear the fabric so that there's holes in the dresses. And
it's got a strawberry pattern.
Strawberries, yes. This is fantastic. She's big, giant red strawberries all over her dress. And, you know, a lot of these, again, are... It's a combination. It's loving to do the figures and the movement and the wild flowers and the sunshine, but it's also loving to design the dresses. Because I can't actually sew them. I would go... You know, the meticulousness of actually sewing those would be hard, but... I would love to wear these. If that was my wardrobe, I'd wear them every day. But so it's also fabric design. I mean, because I could actually take a piece of this fabric on its own without the rest of the picture and blow it up, and I'd have fabric design.
Mm.
You know, so, and they're giant strawberries in perspective. If this were a real, I mean, this is the size of a real strawberry.
Mm.
If you were actually having on a dress, the strawberry would be like the size of your calf.
Yeah.
But
and she's dancing amongst summer flowers.
Yeah, yeah, it's all stuff that grows in the sun wildly on its own. There's this is daylily, a Native American flower, and there's the white clover, the dandelion, the buttercup, hollyhock, and honeysuckle. The wild honeysuckle, not the cultivated. It's all. She's amongst honeysuckle. Honeysuckle's all the background, so it's just honeysuckle vine everywhere. And hollyhock doesn't show up, it's very faded, but hollyhock has sort of a texture of a fabric. The hollyhock flower looks like paper. It's wrinkled like paper. So I love the hollyhock because of that. And there's also, I think there's forget-me-nots in there, and violets as well. And daisies, actually. There's quite a lot of wildflowers in there.
That was Lisa and I discussing her picture Strawberry Dress. You can take a look at Strawberry Dress at our website, which is at www.townheadgallery.com. At the site, you can also look at previous images we've covered and download previous podcasts. The aim of the 5-Minute Artcast is to promote the work of artists and photographers from throughout Yorkshire. To find out more, visit our website at www.townheadgallery.com. And that's all for the 5-Minute Artcast number 27. Until number 28, thank you for listening.